children's offering.
How many of you like angel stories? I do. I love angel stories. And that's the story I'm going to tell you about this morning, so that you'll remember if you're ever in danger or you're ever in a really scary situation, that you can call on God because the angels camp all around you if you put your trust in Him. This story starts with a young African woman, and she had been called to the union office from the village where she lived. And so she had to travel across some country. She couldn't walk, and she had a little boy. So she purchased a ticket, a bus ticket. And she was an Adventist lady, an Adventist Christian. And she got her little boy all washed up and tucked him into bed, gave him a kiss goodnight. She had her things all prepared and her tickets ready. And she set her alarm clock, because she had to get up real early to walk down to the bus depot. And she went to bed. As soon as her head hit the pillow, she heard a voice. And that voice said to her, "Pray." So she slipped out of bed and got down on her knees. And she prayed. And she said, "Lord, please be with us. Watch over us tomorrow. Help us, my baby, to sleep good. Help us to be able to be safe on our trip." And she climbed back into bed, and her head hit the pillow. And she heard the voice again, "Pray." So she got back down on her knees, and she thought, "Well, I'll pray for my mother and my father and my brother and my sisters and my family and for our work around the world, and I'll pray about everything I can think about to pray for." And she did, and God heard her. But she got back in bed, and her head hit the pillow, and she was just falling asleep, and she heard the voice again, "Pray." So this time she threw back her covers and she got down on her knees and she poured out her heart to God. And she said, "Lord, if there's anything between me and you, please forgive me. And please, Father, I can't do anything without you. So will you please come and watch over me and my little boy and keep us safe?" And then she got back in bed and fell asleep. But guess what? The alarm rang. She'd been praying all night long. So when she woke up, she gathered up her boy. They went down to the bus. They'd been on the bus for about an hour's drive. And all of a sudden, they came to this funny place after this corner. And she heard yelling. And then she heard gunshots. And all around that bus, there were men with guns shooting at the bus. And people started to fall over in the bus. And she was really afraid. She clutched her little boy really tight. And so then the shooting stopped, and a soldier got on the bus, and he looked at her, and he pointed his gun at her, and he said, "Why aren't you dead?" And she said, in perfect English, which was interesting because she was African, "I am a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, and I don't take any part in political issues." That's what came out of her mouth. So they ordered her off the bus, and when she got off the bus, she ran down the road as fast as she could go. And she found a great big bush, and she hid under that bush. Pretty soon, she was just quivering all over, you can imagine. Pretty soon, she heard another sound, another bus coming. And then she heard gunshots again, and people screaming and crying. And so then, it got real quiet again. And then she heard another car, like this time a car coming. That car came right over by her bush and stopped. And she was really afraid. Then this man got out of the car, and he said, "Don't be afraid. I'm going to the city where she was going, and I can take you there. Don't be afraid." So she felt she could trust him immediately, and she climbed out from under that bush, got in the car, and away they went. And on the way, she told the guy about all the things that had happened on that bus. And the man said, "I'm going to take you by the hospital first and make sure you're okay." So he did. And when they got to the hospital, she unloaded her little boy in her little satchel, and she looked around, and there wasn't any car, and there wasn't any man. So her heart was just, she kind of got goosebumps all over, and she went up and they checked her from head to toe. Guess what? Not one scratch on her or her little boy. But you know what they did find was 9 bullets about this long that had hit her but did not hurt her. And you know, now if you would ask her, she would tell you, if I hear a voice telling me to pray, oh, how I pray after that experience. But you know, I want you again to remember that God will take care of you. All you have to do is call on him. And remember, the angels are all around you all the time. Yes.
I believe in God no matter what.
And I hope you always will. You can go back to your seats now. Don't forget the offering. Thanks for coming up for the story.